Here are five local news stories to know today from Manchester, Stockport, and across Greater Manchester. Greater Manchester is set to receive nearly £17 million in new funding to tackle homelessness. The region will receive around £16.9 million over the next 3 years. The funding will be used to provide accommodation and support services, including help with housing, health, and rehabilitation, as authorities work to prevent people from becoming trapped in long-term homelessness. Police in Stockport have launched an appeal for information after a woman was allegedly harassed and followed after travelling on the 192 bus. The woman was travelling between Stepping Hill Hospital and Mersey Square when she was reportedly approached and harassed by a man. She was then allegedly followed after leaving the bus before seeking safety inside a local business. Greater Manchester Police are asking anyone who witnessed the incident or has information that could help identify the man to come forward. Work has officially begun on a major new development near the Stockport border. Handforth Garden Village is expected to deliver around 1,500 new homes, alongside a new school, shops, employment spaces, and a large public park. The development represents one of the biggest housing projects planned for the area and is expected to create an entirely new community over the coming years. In Stockport, more than 300 people have attended a successful inclusive community festival at Stockport Guildhall. The Access Festival was designed particularly for adults with autism and people with learning disabilities. The event included live music, karaoke, and entertainment, with organisers celebrating a sold-out event focused on creating an accessible and welcoming environment for everyone. And finally, plans for a major new church and community centre in Blackley could soon receive approval. Manchester City Council officers have recommended approval for the development near Chain Road. The proposed church would have capacity for up to 1,500 people, and would also include classrooms and a sports hall, allowing the building to be used for wider community activities. A decision on the project is expected on the 27th of August.